Discovery Indians are on the air. Special sports coverage of Indians baseball is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the Sports Department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you to the dugout for all the exciting baseball action.
Redskins, Bobby, we're over here to do a MAC game.
Hey, the girls.
They said today's baseball game. It's not baseball today, is it?
No, it is not.
We're playing softball. CP, you got to make us a new headline.
Hey, it's not me.
Well, you got up a little earlier today. What time did you get up?
Quarter till nine.
Mm-hmm. Had 5 hours in by then.
Amen, brother. Yeah, well, that's the life of a senior, you know.
Yeah, I think
what
good,
do you do? Life is good.
It's softball day, Calvi.
Softball day. We got the red and white against the purple and white. We're over here at the home of the Redskins. Redskins coming into this ball game at 2-13, going to face the Indians that are right. It's just a smidge over 500 at 10-9. And I'm kind of excited. I saw little bits and pieces of the girls so far this year. They've been hitting the ball really well, and it's going to be interesting, Bobby, to see how. I'm talking to Larry Post, coach of the Redskins. He's got three seniors and three freshmen starting, and he said we do all right playing defense a little bit, and he said we just struggle. He said we can't get the ball past anybody as far as pitching wise. So we'll see once how they go today. It looks like rain's coming too, bud.
Yeah.
Is what it is, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. Beautiful place here at St. Henry.
Oh, man.
200 to the left, to the right, to the center.
All the way around this ballpark, isn't it?
Yep.
Got a little breeze kind of blowing from right field to left field. We'll go over the lineups real quick. First for the home Redskins, Grace Lange will be playing shortstop. She'll be leading things off. Taylor Rammel, that's Chris and Lori's daughter. You know that, Bobby?
Yeah, see him out there?
Yeah, Chris and Lori's daughter, Taylor. She'll be playing second base. She'll be batting second. Carly Dyke, she'll be batting third. She'll be on the mound today. I'm assuming that's Big Lee's daughter. I'm pretty sure it is. Olivia Winter will be in center field, batting fourth. And then they have Dana Rindler, Alexis Phillips, Claire Wendell, Sydney Sweeterman, Dakota McCann, and Regan Wendell is the flex. And we're getting ready for baseball, softball right off the bat here, Bobby. Leading off for the Indians going to be Brenna Humman, followed by Jackie Humman and Hannah Kanacki. First three batters here for the Indians. Brenna is our catcher. Jackie Humman is our pitcher. And Hannah Kanacki is our shortstop. First two pitches in there taken a little low by Brenna Humman. Is two balls, no strikes. Lydia Winning will be batting in the fourth spot. Rachel Tin in the fifth. Chloe Greasy will be out in center field. She'll be batting sixth. Alea Jenkins will be at first base. Kim Hart and Mary Shinneberry follows up the lineup. There's a ground ball up the middle, and that's going to be a base hit. So Brenna Humman with the first hit of the ball game, and she's down to first base.
You can see Brenna very aggressive in the batter's box, and she gets that running start and just a typical leadoff hitter. Brenna's a big time.
She's a gamer, She's a gamer. That's going to bring Jackie Humman to the plate. Jackie with a swing and miss. Brenna's going to take off and go to second. She's going to be in there easy.
Indians coach E.J. Stephen. E.J. was on Sports Talk Wednesday night. Had a lot of fun with her, and she's really excited about her season. And
absolutely. That one's going to get past the catcher. That's going to move Brenna all the way to third. Well, I'll tell you what, she took over in some hard times there. The Indian girls were struggling with the softball program, and give her a couple of years, and here we are, a little bit above 500. How about that?
Yeah, and I think the kids are really enjoying playing for her, and they got a lot of momentum going. They're young, and we got two seniors on the team, and the future's bright for the softball team.
I think so too, Bobby. I think so too. That one's popped up and out of play by Jackie Humman. One ball, two strikes to her. Here comes the pitch, and that's ripped down the line. Foul down the left field line. We could get killed here.
Yeah, I was like, well, you could. I got a little protector here, unless she hits a hooker.
I'm going to have the CP take it for the team.
I'm protecting the equipment, so
don't worry about
taking
the equipment.
It.
That's just Neil ain't here.
Where's he?
He's coming.
He's on the way.
Went back to the station because he forgot his phone.
Ooh, how about that? Took something off of that feed right there and got her looking. So Zeki goes down looking for out number one, and that's going to bring Hannah Kanacki to the plate. Hannah, one of our seniors, Bobby.
Yeah, Hannah's a nice player. She's been there, been dedicated to the program for the four years, and now we got a chance to have a run in with a third. We got to get her in there, get an early lead.
Absolutely, get this game underway here. Stay a little bit outside. Two balls, no strikes. To the shortstop, Hannah Kanapke. Of the plate for a strike, taken all the way. Two balls and a strike. One away here, top of the first inning. Brennan Hillman over at third. No score.
One thing that they didn't have when my daughters played softball is the face mask in front of the helmet. I think that's a heck of a idea.
I'll tell you what,
the ball comes there pretty quick.
You ain't a kidding. It's taken low for ball four, so that's going to put runners on the corners. Hannah goes down to first. Still one away, and it's going to bring up Lydia Winning. And Lydia Winning, who I'm just reading about her in the paper and hearing things, hit the ball pretty hard this year. She's got, what's she got? She got 10 home runs?
She's got eight. She's got nine.
She hit one
the other day.
Runner steals second.
Hannah moves on to second. So now we got two runners in scoring position. Base hit can knock in a couple of runs. One out. And that was taken outside.
You ready, Dan? Make a play.
A lot of girls in the dugout, don't we?
Yeah. Good.
Swing and a miss right there by Lydia. One ball, two strikes. And he's looking to take advantage of a couple early base runners here in the top of the first. She did the exact same thing. She pulled the string on her and put that baby right across the plate for a strike. And that's going to be two outs here. Both girls striking out looking, and that's going to bring up Rachel Tim. Heck of a changeup right there. It's taking a little bit high. So Rachel steps in there. She's our second baseman. Low and outside. Two balls, no strikes. Two away here. Top of the first. Runners at second and third.
I'm going to say this, okay?
Mm-hmm.
We have the sharpest uniforms.
Yeah. Good look. That's a hard hit ball out to center field. And that's going to drop in there. And that's going to score one. And that's going to bring around the other girl. And that's going to score two. So the Indians are going to pick up a nice two RBI single by Rachel Tim.
Nice job, Rachel. Having to have first base coach Pappy over there and saying, oh, high five there. Good job, Sid.
Absolutely. Nice line drive right there. So two runs across makes it 2-0 here early in the ballgame. Top of the first. Two outs, runner at first. Clay Greasy stepping in. She's the center fielder here for the Indians.
Where do you think she gets number 86 from?
You know the answer to this?
No, I don't.
Okay.
I'm just curious.
Number 86. That was taken high. Three balls, no strikes. Two down here. Top of the first. Indians lead 2-0. Leah Jenkins on deck for the Indians. There's a strike taken all the way. Three balls and a strike now to Chloe. That one's in the dirt, and it's going to be ball four. So Rachel heads on over to second. Chloe at first now with a base on balls. Steps in the box, swings at the first pitch. It's going to be a slow rounder down by the pitcher, comes up with it and fires over to first and makes a nice play on her. So, Indians pick up two runs and a couple of hits. And after top of the first, Indians 2, Redskins coming to the plate.
tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced, get it to go, or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
Now you've heard that Fort Recovery Insurance Agency has something for everyone. And if you need insurance, they do. When you choose Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we take you inside our fort to find the best plan to protect your home, your business, your vehicles, and your family from the risks you'll face in today's world. When it's time for a new insurance plan, don't depend on just anyone. Depend on Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
All right, here we go, getting ready for the bottom of the first inning. Going to be Langy, Ramo, and Dietz, first three batters for the Redskins. Facing the hard ground, Jackie Hellman, she's got some snap on that ball, Bobby.
She has pitched every inning, every batter, this whole season. It's our 21st game.
There's a hard hit ball, and that's going to get by our second baseman, and that's going to be the leadoff hit for Grace Langy. Gracie, she be out bees, maybe, daughter? Potentially, I don't know.
I have no idea.
Me neither. Long Langy's over here in Redskin country. Taylor 10 now with the plate. Shows bunt. Goes after it.
Who's this?
This is Taylor Ramble.
Oh, Ramble. Okay. Yes.
That one misses that one too, and that's going to now bring in no balls, two strikes to Taylor Ramos. He needs to be playing in a little bit here. He watches that one outside, and it gets past the catcher, and Brenna's going to throw it down to second, but she's going to be in there safely. Carly Deitch on deck here for the Redskins. 2-0 ball game, favor of the Indians. There's a ground ball, and it's going to be called time. Must have hit her in the foot.
Yeah, I think it did.
Maybe it was going to stay right on that line.
Well, anyway. It'd be nice if we can get this first game in here. This let me see.
Yeah, you want to see it. I start out kind of a light rain in those. Ooh, that one's going to hit her in the arm. So Taylor going to go down to first. She gets hit in the arm, and that's going to put runners at first and second. Nobody out, and Carly Deitch now the batter. This one could get us right here. She fouls one off. Left-handed hitter. TP, be on your toes, my friend. I'm ready. Let's take it inside. We're going to talk about the end, or we're just going to let that one go?
We're going to talk about it. We'll admit that one today.
There's a ground ball over to B2. Tenney at second. She goes over to third and gets the force out. Nice play by Rachel Tin. There's out Grace Langy at third.
Wow, I cannot believe it.
You don't put that in the book once in a while, 4-5.
That was a bang banger third, boy.
Yeah, been a nice play.
Yeah. She come up right away, had her mind made up to get the
full. She knew what she was doing, didn't she? That's going to bring Olivia Winter to the plate. Runner still at first and second. Knights reaches on a fielder's choice.
Indian baseball team is at Kenton today, 11 o'clock start, so they're going to try to get that first game in. That is
a hard hit ball up towards the middle. Rachel picks it up, goes to Hannah at second for the out.
Homie girl got a little piece of that.
I was going to say that.
Yeah. Maybe we'll get close out. Good job, indeed.
Carly goes down 4-6. Two outs now. Runners at first and third, and Dana Rindler is your batter.
Well, they have a great place for us here, man. This is.
We don't really care if it rains really too much.
No.
Play ball. There's a ground ball to first. That's going to get past Alea, and that's going to score one run.
Hold the ball.
And a nice piece of hitting right there by Dana Rindler. Nice try by Alea Jenkins at first. It was right down that line, and that's going to be a base hit for Rindler. Taylor Ram will come around the score to make it a 2-1 ball game in favor of the Indians. There'll be a winner down to third. Man, that baby was right down the line. Good piece of hitting. That was fouled. Off to the side for strike one. So Phillips is your batter. She's the right fielder, followed by Claire Wendell. There's a ground ball going to come in hard to third. She's coming up. She's fired over to first. Nice play right there. Absolutely nice play right there. Lydia Winning fires over to first base. And that's going to do us in the bottom of the first inning. Your Redskins pick up one.
Seriously.
I know. Got a phone call coming. Redskins pick up one, and at the end of one, complete. Indians 2, Redskins 1.
Have you been looking for that perfect lot to build your dream home on? Look no further than Indian Hills Estates, located just off of Sharpsburg Road at the south edge of town, within walking distance of Mary Alpha Christian Church and the elementary middle school. With one beautiful home completed and more popping up soon, and warm weather approaching, there's no better time to choose your lot on this quiet cul-de-sac street with absolutely no drive-through traffic. So even if you're not planning to build yet, get with Dave Kalp to choose your lot now so you'll be ready to go when your house plans are complete. There are several beautiful lots left, and they all have village utilities as well as electric, cable, phone, and natural gas. So give me a call now at 375-4855. I'll be more than happy to go out and help you choose your perfect lot on Spy Run before it's too late.
All right, top of second, Indians leading 2-1. Kim Hart leads off for the Indians, left fielder. Macy Shinneberry. And then top of the order, Brenna Homan. Coach A.J. Stevens. E.J. Stevens. Ooh, held back. 2-2. Indians and Redskins, overcast skies, wind blowing dead out to right field. You'd say, Henry? That ball just misses outside. Full count. I'm going to be 2-2. Get two on the first. Brenna Homan with a base hit, and she scores. Hannah Knappke walks. And both driven in. Rachel Tinn, two RBI single. Indian scoring. Swing and a miss. Got her. One up, one down. That brings Macy Shinneberry to the plate. Macy's brother is our only senior on the boys' baseball team, so you get to watch her for 4 or 3 years now after this. It works out pretty good for mom and dad. Macy's playing right field for Coach Stevens. That's bunted right back to the pitcher. Easy out. Two up, two down. Here's Brenna. Brenna, left-handed hitter. Coach Post says, well, if you hit her up the middle last time, be ready to go.
Well, we'll just have to check her.
That ball's a little high. Ball one. Now, Brenda went up to St. Francis. Their softball coach had her up. She took a little tour of the facilities and really enjoyed it. Especially with her brother up there.
Let's say, I wonder where that connection is in St. Francis.
That ball's low, 2-1. Indian softball. For Recovery Radio, we enjoy bringing it to you. Thank all of our sponsors. There's a swing and a miss, 2-2.
Saw Will yesterday, and he definitely hasn't gotten any smaller since being up there.
Yeah, Will's a thick dude. Indians open up tournament play May 9th at 5 o'clock, and that game is at Fort Recovery. They'll play the winner of the Ada-Marion game. Marion's playing real well right now. So that should be a... I would think Marion's going to win that, and we're probably going to play Marion. Full count. Goddard looking. In the inning, no runs, no hits, nobody left. Nine and a half of the books. 2-1 Indians.
Do you have that one room that is too cold in the winter or too hot in the summer? Need to send air or heat to an addition, basement, or garage, but getting it there seems impossible? Introducing Mitsubishi Multi-Zone Systems, your heating and air solution for one room or independent control of every room. Oh, did I mention Mitsubishi H21 systems are ductless and can be installed almost anywhere, even the ceiling? Get a $500 instant savings discount now at Reasoner Energy. Another problem solved by Reasoner Energy. 419-678-4848.
If you believe inappropriate comments were made during this broadcast concerning communities, schools, facilities, administrators, coaches, student athletes, or fans, please contact this radio station at Fort Recovery Radio at Outlook.com or by calling or texting 419-852-0072.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Is your child attending the 12th or 7th grade next year and up to date on their vaccines? Kalp Pharmacy can administer the required meningococcal and Tdap vaccines without a prescription. Most preventative vaccines are covered 100% by insurance. And if the student is not covered by insurance, cash pay is available. Walk-ins are always welcome at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Arcanum, Ohio, or Union City in Bern, Indiana. Or call 800-686-2314 to schedule an appointment. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
All right, here we go. Bottom of the second inning for St. Henry. It is 7, 8, and 9. Wendell Schwiegerman and McCann. For Coach Larry Post and the Redskins. Redskins come in.
I'm wondering, Bobby, if I don't have that screwed up over there, that flex hitter. I don't know who's not hitting.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean?
Right. So number two is... Claire, this is Claire Wendell here, yeah. The ball's low.
Makes perfect sense because she's not on this lineup. And there's no number two, so that's Claire Wendell. Okay.
Claire waves that bat around. When we get the sign from Brenna. And got her. Strike three, you looking? A little gun shy on that strike.
He's fired up, yeah.
Here's Sydney Schwiegerman. Sydney takes a strike. I'll tell you what, this is a lot faster pace than baseball.
Oh my God, yeah.
Yep. We'd be in between the top and the bottom of the first right now in baseball.
Yeah, it's not even comparison. Yep. This is a sophomore.
Bobby Sidney Schwiegerman.
Yep.
The 0-2. Got her swinging. Nice job. Two up, two down on both by the by the strikeouts. And here's Dakota McCann, the catcher. And he's trying to get out of here quick here in the second. Leading 2-1. There's a base hit right field. Dakota with a single. That brings Grace Lange to the plate. Grace led off the game with a base hit. Lead off hitter for Coach Larry Post. There's a rocket. Ooh. Left field. Base hit. First and second now. Redskins threatening.
Just in the outreach of Hannah there.
Yeah, I think Hannah thought maybe she had that one.
Yeah, I think so too. Like
it was hit hard, but just off to her right. Ball was hit hard, base hit. Now, Skins with runners at first and second. There's a swing and a miss. By Taylor Rammel. Now, Taylor is Chris Rammel, good friend of County there. They're great people.
fires a ground ball second base.
Tinney up, fires it over. Good job, Indians. No runs. A couple hits, a couple left. Through two, Indians lead it 2-1.
Hello, this is Jackie Bruin from Performance Physical Therapy. Are you looking for a fast track to recovery? Is your pain preventing you from achieving your highest level of performance? Then don't let a minor ache turn into a major injury. Our specialized physical therapists at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness will help you increase your power and your strength as well as your speed in order for you to get back into the game. Located at 1100 Commerce Street in Fort Recovery, right across from Ace Hardware. Give us a call at 419-763-1464 to schedule your evaluation. Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness, your fast track to recovery.
At Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery, we know that maintaining your equipment's health keeps it running at peak performance. That's why we carry genuine Case IH lubricants, filters, and battery for your total maintenance solutions. Achieve longer service intervals and higher performance with OEM lubricants. Maximize your engine's efficiency with Case IH approved filters. And depend on our quick-starting batteries designed to handle extreme vibrations and temperature. Visit Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery today and purchase your genuine Case IH lubricants, filters, and batteries to get the most out of your investment.
All right, we're back here. Top of the third. It's 2-3-4. Home in Kanapke and winning. Copy. It's really neat for us to be able to do the girls' game and get a chance to see these girls. And you know, they work just as hard as the guys do.
Absolutely.
And you know, we're in the archives, and they can listen to us blab about them and listen to the game. And Fort Recovery Radio's archives will have all the games this year, folks, as they always do. Scott's got a neat thing for the kids. And we just enjoy bringing it to them.
Absolutely. I love doing these ball games. It's fun to do the girls once in a while. We did them one last year at Jay County, and that game took forever, CP, by the way.
Yeah, CP's talking about quickness. Well, that one wasn't. There's the old change up, 1-1. This Holman girl's out. She looks like an athlete, don't she?
Absolutely.
Now, I think, Calpy, we've got some injuries this team, right?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yep.
Ground ball second base. Up, fired across, one up, one down.
You have two juniors in street clothes right now.
Two juniors in street clothes. So here's Hannah. Hannah walked and scored in the first inning. Liddy winning on deck. I got a text here from Michelle Homan. Michelle's in Florida. She says, thanks for having a girls game on, listening in Florida.
Cool. I saw our hubby here a little while ago. I saw Todd somewhere.
I don't know where he went. I guarantee he's talking to somebody.
They asked no.
What do you think?
Yeah.
Matter of fact, there's probably 50 people here, and I'd say he's talking to 48 of them by now. That is a rocket and a gap. That's going to the fence. Hannah rounds first. She's going into second. Stand up double. Nice piece of hitting. Hannah Kanapke.
Hardest hit ball we've seen today, Bobby.
Yeah, that was a rocket in the left center field. But here's Liddy. Liddy struck out the first time that ball. Change up that even fooled me and Calpe and CP over here in the booth.
Well, that's a heck of a pitch the way she throws that in there. And she takes half her speed off of that ball.
That's foul on the right side. Spencey heads.
Boy, he played that pretty cool, didn't he?
Oh, he did. Didn't even take his hand out of his pocket. Wouldn't that be great if he get plunked right in the nose?
From my view, it looked like he was just accepting it.
That one gets away, but not far enough for Kanapke to advance. One out. Ball strike. Here in the top of the third, Indians 2-1 over the Redskins.
There it is.
There's the Ephus. That was a little tall. 2-1.
No one swung at that pitch yet.
Well, you're used to that speed. But
yeah.
If you can guess it, they're going to hit it. That's for sure. But
3-1. That's slow.
She definitely tries it once in a while. And obviously she did it all the time. But that was the first time we saw it this inning.
Well, they know who this is. They know this girl can. That's a good cut. Rip foul back. Full count. One out. So now, what's the ruling? It can't steal till the ball goes past home plate?
I think the ball has to reach catcher, yeah. Get across the plate.
Three, two, one out. Ground ball in the hole in the left field. Hannah had to wait for that to get through. And now they're on the corners. That's a base hit.
Yeah.
The Indians in business here in the third. Trying to play a little add-on. There's Rachel. Rachel had two RBIs with a base hit. First time up, she'd like to up that RBI total.
She had a nice base hit there in the first inning. That was for sure, and timely hitting.
Swing and a miss. Runner goes and steals. Liddy goes to second. You know, you think about the 10 family and the softball, and there's been a 10 playing softball for a long time.
Amen, brother.
Well, Mike coached for a number of years, helped out with the program, and you know, how about that's been... How old is Mike's oldest daughter?
Well, I'd say she's probably
30, maybe. Yeah. There's a base hit right field. One run scores. Running with a turn, she's going to score. Rachel 10, have yourself a ball game, folks. Indians lead it 4-1, and our two more RBIs for Rachel 10.
Down there smiling at old Pop. She turns and gives him some knuckles.
Got four RBIs already.
I think she wants to borrow the car tonight.
Yep.
She wants the car tonight. Hey, Dan, I need the wheels.
If she keeps this up, she's going to be able to get the car plus $20, I'd say.
Pizza money.
You can steal when the ball leaves the pitcher's hand, according to Michelle.
Oh, we haven't seen that.
No,
have we?
I think Michelle might not. She could be wrong. You think she's ever wrong?
I don't see those rules.
She has no idea.
No.
She thinks because she's got a dog playing, yeah, she doesn't wear me
down there drinking margaritas.
Oh, she's lit right now.
Yeah.
It's 11:30.
It's unbelievable. Todd's up here. Went to work at 5 o'clock this morning. Got off at 9 o'clock last night. And she's down there gallivanting with a bunch of ladies.
I don't get it.
That one gets away. Rachel's going to go on the second wild pitch. Now Chloe Greedy with a chance to drive in a run with a base hit. Coach Stevens at third. Coach Tan at first. That's low ball four. Chloe Greedy walks for the second time, and that brings up Ashley. Is it Ashley or Leah?
Aaliyah.
Okay. His mom, right?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I must have screwed that up there. First baseman, she had a nice pick there on the ground ball, swinging a miss. To end the inning to keep the Indians from keep that two-run lead. Ashley grounded out first time up. Grounded out first time up. Ashley probably sitting in the stands.
Oh.
CP likes that.
I mean, I have no clue what I'm talking about, but I feel like I would hit that 900 feet.
No, you wouldn't. No.
I mean, I probably would.
Foul. Spencey, heads up.
No, Spencey went safer. He's behind the fence, tall fence right there now, yeah. Talking to Terry Tebby.
Terry Tebby's thinking, Neil, get away from me. Neil, listen. He ain't listening to us, is he?
He ain't got his pot in today.
Swing and a miss.
He normally does, but he said he zones us out sometimes, so.
I wouldn't know why.
So Jenkins strikes out from second out. He needs with runners at first and second out. Two out. Here's Kim Hart. The ball gets away from down to first. Boom.
Tough play right there.
That was all. So Rachel caught stealing, but the Indians get two runs. And after two and a half, Indians lead up 4-1.
My plan was to stay for 5 years. I would get my experience, then I would move on and do bigger and better things.
At Cooper Farms, we're growing, and we want you to grow with us.
5 years came and went, and I really had no reason to leave. I've been here 30 years. I'm the accounting manager, and I don't have a big accounting background. It's just they've seen me grow over the years.
To see our open hourly and management position, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
All right, here we go. Bottom of the third inning going to be Carly Deitch, Olivia Winter, and Dana Rindler. first three batters here. And you know what?
This rain is it's dying out, boys. I don't know what's going on. We can still get some rain, but we may get this thing in.
Mm-hmm. Anna Rimmer may be my person that's getting hit for. There's a rocket out to left center, and that's going to be crowd in by our left fielder and leadoff base hit by Carly Deitch.
Well, we got somebody else blabbing to us. Steal when the ball leaves the pitcher's hands.
Who's that? Mm-hmm. Two people don't know what they're talking about?
Yeah, two people have no idea.
We'll bring you the rule when we need to. There's a ground ball right back to the pitcher. She turns, fires over to Hannah for one, over to first, and that's going to be too late. Nice job right there by Jackie Hummel to turn and fire over to Hannah for the leadoff out.
Trying to think who this is. I got their number, and they texted me during basketball season and said, this song sucks. I'm going to tell you. A lot of fans. I just talked to Todd Homan, and he said as soon as this game's over, he's going to go home and do laundry. And then he's also he's got a sweep.
Yeah.
So it hadn't been done for a couple weeks. So Todd's going to go
ahead. Well, you know, he's been complaining about that for the last couple of months. So, you know,
slacking.
His kids will need fed, too.
Yeah, he's
bringing the kids. Sure, them boys don't eat nothing. I believe that was Alexis Phillips right there. That's just out.
Yep.
That's what happened, Bobby. That Dana Rimmer is the girl that's getting hit for. She's,
there we go.
Alexis goes down. Out number two, and that's going to bring Claire Wanda to the plate. Claire with a little hit over towards right field. That's going to fall in there for a base hit. Quick throw to first. Not in time. So now the Redskins got runners at first and second. Going to bring Sydney Sweeterman to the plate.
I think I'd bring our right fielder in a little bit.
She likes throwing to first. I get it. I see the play. But,
and a little Schindelberry girl.
That is nice. I think it's the Tebby girl out there, I think.
No, it's the Schindelberry.
Like a Tebby Schindelberry girl. Tough play by Jackie Hummel. Ground ball back to her. She fires over to Aaliyah, and that's going to be out number three. Good job, Purple. Hey, we're through three. Innings lead, 4-1.
Are you looking for a stress-free, mess-free meal? Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and just drive through and pick it up. Great pizza, wings, subs, and sandwiches. And don't forget about their pizza and wing buffet with salad bar on Fridays at lunch. Call them to reserve lanes for your birthday party and ask about their special bowling packages. Be sure to call them for some of their great wings for your graduation party or other get-together. Miracle Lanes, open Tuesday through Sunday. Your first choice for food and fun. 375-4274.
Are you tired of farming around your wet spots in your fields? Do your crops flood out each year? Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the answer to your drainage needs. Featuring a hose, satellite-guided, self-propelled tile plow, we have the ability to tile your farm in a quick and accurate fashion. With over 23 years of experience, Brian and his team will change that wet, unprofitable field into a well-drained, ready-to-farm field. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
All right, we're back here for the top of the fourth inning. Going to be Kim Hart, Mary Schindelberry, and Brenna Homan. First three batters here for the Tribe. First pitch in there, fouled off, and that's going to be a 0-1.
Any idea what the boss man wanted there?
Was Neiler? Who was that masked man?
He just comes in, chews our butt out, and then we go. You know, I ever noticed that? He did have his butt in.
He wasn't listening.
It's alert.
A gold.
He's got a new earbud, I think. It's
well,
nice one.
He's making so much money. I don't know what he does with it already. Yeah. There's a nice bunt down the line. Going to go foul, though.
That'd be a tax write-off for the company.
Yep. Gold earbud. I think maybe he wanted to, oh, he wanted an earring. He thought if we can get one of those, it's kind of double.
You got a big deal tomorrow, right? You got the Cub Scouts thing or something? What do you
got? I have to go sign all these proclamations there after this ball game, and I think there's at least two of them that's going to get their Eagle badge, which is pretty cool.
Absolutely, and that's tomorrow.
It is tomorrow. I don't know what time it is actually.
Get that figured out there.
That's still be ball four. So Kim Hart goes down to first base on a base on ball. Is going to bring Mary Schindelberry to the plate.
Yeah, I know one of them is Dennis Kaiser's boy.
Oh, good.
Gosh, dang, can't think of his name.
Well, it's a pretty good deal, Kevin. That's one of the things about being mayor that you know, you get up, they, you know, honor the young kids who work their butts off for the community and the Eagle Scouts and you know, the Cub Scouts. It's just another part of the community that's right. Six men out of
stolen base right there by Kim Hart. You know, I did a talk at one of the very first year I was mayor. I went and did a talk at the Boy Scouts. And I don't know much about them. I was never a Boy Scout. And so I did some research on them. And it's amazing how many of the people that we've heard of that grew up as Boy Scouts. There's a nice sacrifice bunt. Goes down, Deitch comes up and fires over to first, and it's going to get past the first baseman. And runner going to go to second, and we're going to score a run right there. Kim Hart going to come around and score. Mary Schinnenberry's going to reach on an air.
Well, that was a great bunt by Kim Hart, and she can run like a deer, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, that was actually Mary Schinnenberry that bunted that one, and Kim Hart scored, but
that's close.
Yeah, he was right there.
They both run fast.
Very much so.
Actually, look, well, I like too.
That makes the ball game 5-1 here in favor of the purple and white, and we're going to roll the time back to Brennan Homan.
Well, if you hit the ball, you're dangerous, and you got to make them feel them, and that's exactly what the girls are doing.
Yeah, that's, you know, it's a tough play for the Deitch girl. She's a left-hander, so she's got to turn and fire over to first in a hurry, and twice now she's made nice plays on it, but that one she was high-tailing down the line. She had to hurry to throw and got past the first baseman. So runner at second, nobody out. Brenna at the plate. Two balls, no strikes on her. Found tip right back in the mask of the catcher.
Come on, Brenna. Face hit, kid.
Michelle's probably taking a potty break right now. I ain't even listening to her daughter.
Her daughter's up. She has no idea.
Here comes a 2-1.
Ooh, the old slow ball right there.
A little bit outside. Three balls on a strike. 5-1 ball game. Indians got the lead. That's it. Pretty good. Out towards center field. Center fielder's going to come over and make a play on it. She does. Nice job by the center fielder for out number one.
Brennan hit it hard right at the center fielder.
And that's going to bring our pitcher, Jackie Homan, to the plate. Little proud mom back here taking some pictures. Christian taking a little high from ball one. What did you do last night, Bobby?
Well, my wife had a funeral. She went, a bunch of women went to, I think,
that was a hard hit ball. Right center field, going to land in there, and here comes Schinnenberry around third, and she's going to score to make it a 6-1 ball game. Nice piece of hitting right there by Jackie Homan.
Jackie helping herself right there.
Absolutely.
Pinch runner. Or a courtesy runner.
Yep.
That's what they call it.
Courtesy runner.
Macy Day.
Jackie Homan, Macy Day coming in to do some running. Talked to Kimby's yesterday. He said he was going to have to work at Napa this morning, so he's going to have us on the air listening. I bet there's a bunch of people in Napa right now standing around listening.
Kimby's is in the back listening to the game.
Kimby's just down. Yeah,
there's all these people in there trying to buy oil, car parts.
Am I working today? Well, I got the game on.
Everybody know where you're going.
Runner at first. Hannah Kanapke steps in here for the Indians. That would have been down. That I never got rid of that.
No.
Hannah absolutely was waiting on that.
Right over our noggins.
It's a dangerous job we got here, my friend. Ooh, there's the old sucker pitch. There goes the runner. Nice job by Macy right there. She kind of saw that slow pitch coming in there, and that gives her extra time to get down to second. So stolen base right there, and she's down to second now, and Hannah's got a chance to drive in. Seventh run of the game for the Indians. Takes a strike right there at the knees. One ball, two strikes, one away. Top of the fourth inning, Indians lead 6-1. One's in the dirt, going to get past the catcher, and that's going to bring Day over to third. How far
far is the bases? They ain't 90 feet away.
60 feet away?
I could run these. You can get around these babies in less than a minute and a half. Rocket. First time we've seen somebody swing at the slow pitch CP. Yeah. And found it off the
street. He had solid contact. It's sitting in that red barn down there.
Here comes a doo-doo. That one's in the dirt. Nice block here by the catcher.
If you're listening, we'll give you a shout out. We got plenty of listeners today.
Swinging a miss right there on my hand. High T's coming in there. Yeah, lay off that bad boy.
Exactly right, Kelby. Couldn't lay off of it. The boys' tournament draw is tomorrow. We know that we get the fourth seed. The boys got the fourth seed in the tournament, and that
could we make it one home game?
Kelby
could get a home game.
Yeah, I think we will. There's two really good team-wise in here. I think Liberty Benton's lost one, Colar's lost a couple. And then the rest of the team, so we'll have to probably go, I mean, I would think Jerry would go Liberty Benton way. Ooh, that one's going to get her in the arm.
So Lydia goes down to first base, hit by a pitch.
Look at this. Look who's up. With two people on base.
Oh, my goodness.
Here she is. This could be unbelievable.
Rachel 10 right here.
Here's where you add in the 20 bucks.
Ryan, you better get your billfold out here, buddy.
Gonna get past. She's gonna get an arm. She's gonna be plus play at home, and I think she's in there.
Macy Day, nice job running the bases there.
Macy took a aggressive run there, and the ball come right back off the screen, right back to the catcher. She dove, and Macy slid, and nice job right there. That's gonna make it 7-1.
Backstops only 10 feet behind him.
Yeah, that thing, there's a ground ball right over towards his back.
Coach with a horrible effort after that ball.
Boys coach would have had that one.
Yep.
We got dirtied up, didn't we?
Yeah, we did get a little stare down there.
Ooh, another, that's the second time somebody swung at that slow one, CP.
I take it back. I'm swinging and I'm missing every single time.
Absolutely, you are. Lydia moves down there on that pass ball. She's at second base, so Rachel with a chance to drive in her fifth round of the game. Fouls that one off back to the screen.
Yeah, that's Kimby's that was texting me about. He's listening.
Was Kimby's that was texting you about the rules?
Kimby's, yep.
Well, we know.
He don't have a clue. So now we have no idea.
He don't know Ben Doyle from Quaker State. Runner at second, two outs. That one's going to be high and over the head of the catcher, and that's going to bring Lydia down to third.
This is wild.
7-1 ball game. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Rachel rips that baby's foul and almost takes out Lydia running, takes out the coach, and takes out the third baseman. Just foul. Got her attention. She's going down.
Rachel 10 is seeing that ball today, folks.
Ooh, that was I think it's going to maybe fall in there. Center fielder comes in, gets her glove on it, but it's going to fall in there for a base hit. She's going to drive in another run. Lydia comes across the plate. 8-1 ball game now in favor of the purple and white, folks. Chloe Greasy, number 86, going to step in the old box. Runner at first. That was taken high. Rachel 10, 3-for-3, 5 RBIs. Does she get an RBI for that pass ball? I don't know the rule on that. That's Kimby's. That one's in the dirt. Going to be a ball. It's going to get away from the catcher, and Rachel's going to move on to second base.
I do not think that's an RBI.
It's a wild pitch, right?
Yeah.
Three balls, no strikes to Chloe Greasy. Rachel down at second. 8-1 ball game. Top of the fourth inning. This game slowed down, CP. Way to go, my friend. Diamonds and dirt, ball four.
I'm sorry.
Chloe down to first. Rachel at second. That's going to bring Aaliyah Jenkins to the plate. She's our number. She's the ninth hitter of the inning, my friend.
ground ball to shortstop. Shortstop comes up, but it flips over to second for out number three.
Hit it hard.
Hey, but in the inning, the Indians pick up four more runs on a few hits. We strand a couple, and at the end of three and a half, Indians 8, Redskins 1.
Hello, I am Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales here in Fort Recovery, Ohio. We offer complete tune-ups, brake service, front-end alignment, and all scheduled maintenances on your car, truck, or van. We also offer any brand of new tires. Hastings Auto Sales also has complete auto detailing for your vehicle. Check out our late model used auto inventory at hastingsauto.com. If you don't see what you're looking for, give me a call and I'll do my best to find the vehicle you're looking for. Give us a call here at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Did you know the most stable skid steer on earth is now even more powerful? The L234 Super Boom Skid Steer Loader from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery offers 90 horsepower with increased hydraulics, breakout force, lift capacity, and comfort. You get the superior visibility, stability, and easy maintenance you expect from New Holland. Stop by K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today to learn more about the high-performance New Holland L234 Skid Steer Loader.
All right, we're back here, bottom of the fourth inning.
Betty is a question.
I just saw a sign, Betty yeah. Burgers.
I'm getting them bad boys on the way.
Is it three burgers and a milkshake, or is it just three burgers?
Three burgers for $5.60.
Well, I'll tell you a little secret. There will be a chocolate milkshake involved in mine, so my bill might go up.
He's the dad.
There's a ground ball to Hannah Knappy. She scoops that baby up like a pro and fires over to first, out number one.
Let's play 15. Another thing is four innings a complete game in girls softball.
Good question.
No, five is. I heard him saying that before the game.
You don't know everything.
Yeah, now all of a sudden,
he's Mr. Expert.
He's encyclopedia.
It's unbelievable.
He's Google. Back and drive here to show
now. Look who's behind us. Boss man?
Yep.
Boss man coming.
All right, Regan Wendell.
Neil, you're wearing off on your sidekick here.
There's
CP. He knows everything now.
Yep.
Really starting to upset me in Calpe.
6 weeks working with Neil, and all of a sudden CP is now the encyclopedia.
Chuck Etzler.
He knows all the girls' rules,
the boys' rules.
Swing and a miss. Two up, two down.
About to be fisticuffs in the booth.
That's going to roll the top back to Grace Lange. 8-1 ball game, fourth inning. Two down here, nobody on.
Jackie Hillman going through them.
CP said the Dice Girl has 103 pitches. Bobby said she can go up to 500.
Yep.
Her arm falls off. Comes 0-1, swing and a miss.
I think that went off Brennan's leg. She's got
a little owie.
Yeah, she's got a boo-boo.
Trainer's coming out to talk to her. How you feeling?
Yeah, arm's broke, but I think I'm all right.
Todd yelling at her.
Let's go.
Yeah, Todd, he gives her no love in there.
No love in there. Let's go. Get down. Let's go.
Got a game to play.
Hay to cut.
Mammals to feed. Corn to chop.
Yeah, we got to get going.
Here comes Joe, too.
In the dirt. Goes off her other arm.
She's just taking
so now she just
there.
Got her left forearm broke and her right forearm broke.
You got all the girls in the dugout laughing at her.
Hey, just catch it. You ain't got to get hurt.
Swing and a miss. Nice job right there. Three up, three down. Good pitching by Jackie Hillman. Couple of strikeouts in the inning. And we're through four. 8-1 ball game in favor of the Tribe. We'll be back for the top of the fifth. Bobby's going to get you.
you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced, get it to go, or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
All right, here we go. Top of inning five. It is Kim Hart, Macy Schinneberry.
Mary, I think, isn't it?
It's not Mary Schinneberry.
Macy.
Let me double check.
Mary.
How's the eyes? It is Macy. What's wrong with the name Mary?
How many Marys are there now?
A lot of Marys.
There's a liner caught by the first baseman. That's played by the first baseman.
One thing I will say,
yeah,
hats off to Kim Day and congratulations to him. He resigned as our fire chief, Bobby, in 21 years as a chief. And that's
that is quite an honor.
Job right there and proud of him.
That a moonshot. Top got it. That thing was a mile high. Two up, two down. It's a fast top of the fifth. Here's Brenna. Brenna one for three. She's got a base hit and scored in the first, struck out looking, and flew out to center field last time up. First pitch strike.
You can get an entire one of these games in an hour.
Varsity Holy baseball's cow. Down 4-1, middle of the third inning. Outpost, thank you, Al. That pitch is a little bit low. Only call a strike, 0-2. Jeez. Plus no rings on the way. There's a guy over there out in the 0-2. Foul back.
Down the first base line, he's over there at that shed mowing grass like nobody's business.
Just thinking, I got to get this hayfield done. 0-2 to Brenna. Two outs here on top of the fifth. That's high cheese. Ball two strikes. 23, Brenna Homan. Leadoff hitter for Coach E.J. Stevens. And the Fort Recovery Indians 10-9 on the season. That's high. First game here today, folks. This is a doubleheader. First game is the elite game. It's a MAC game. Second game is a non-league. Try to get some innings in. Hopefully Mother Nature.
Yeah, hopefully she plays along. And last time you looked at the radar, it looked like it was starting to die out.
Let me pull her up for us one time.
Turn around, see what it looks like there, bub.
Full count. Foul back. Brenna, tough out.
Randy Diller texting me.
What's Big RD up to?
Saying, when are you coming to sign these papers?
Ooh. Mayor could lose his gig.
I'm on my way, my friend.
We bring him some burgers.
Ooh, no chance there'll be any burgers left by the time I get
that is done. A rocket to left field. Nice piece of hitting. Brenna Homan, base hit.
Especially the milkshake.
Brenna with her second hit
all day gone.
Here's Jackie Homan. Jackie also one for three. Struck out looking. Grounded to second. A base hit and scored in top of the fourth inning. There is a ground ball shortstop. Fired to first and got her. Ball's hit on the button.
Nice play.
Nice play by the shortstop. In the inning, no runs, a hit, a runner left. Through 4.5. St. Fort Recovery leading the Redskins 8-1.
Choosing the right insurance plan is as important as choosing the right insurance agency. And Fort Recovery Insurance Agency is the right choice for you. We'll bring you inside our fort to protect you and help you recover when you've had a loss. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency will help find the right Ohio Mutual plan for your needs. Start in the right place so you end up in the right place, where we've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
Have you You've been looking for that perfect lot to build your dream home on? Look no further than Indian Hills Estates, located just off of Sharpsburg Road at the south edge of town, within walking distance of Mary Helper Christian's Church and the elementary middle school. With one beautiful home completed and more popping up soon, and warm weather approaching, there's no better time to choose your lot on this quiet cul-de-sac street with absolutely no drive-through traffic. So even if you're not planning to build yet, get with Dave Kopp to choose your lot now so you'll be ready to go when your house plans are completed. There are several beautiful lots left, and they all have village utilities as well as electric, cable, phone, and natural gas. So give me a call now at 375-4855. I'll be more than happy to go out and help you choose your perfect lot on Spy Run before it's too late.
All right, we're back here. The bottom of the fifth inning. New pitcher on the mound is Chloe Greasy. Indians leading 8-1. Indians need to get through this in case Mother Nature comes. I think we're going to be all right.
Yeah, I think the roads might be wet in the fort, but it seems like it's just kind of sneaking north. And
can't figure it out because the wind's kind of blowing out of the north. But
yeah.
It's Taylor Rammel, Carmi Deitch, and Olivia Winner for Coach Larry Post and the San Diego Redskins.
Thing I was going to say when we got into all the action there is congratulations to Roger Lawrence, too, on being named the new fire chief in court.
I said police chief. You know.
I work with Roger at Cooper's, and Roger's a first class that way.
Ball's a little tall.
And a couple bats flying by. Four morning dubs.
What a crazy delivery this young girl's got here. She winds up and then she just kind of holds on to it. And
that's a strike.
Yeah, 3-1.
You think she's got a knuckle curve like her brother?
Oh, I guarantee it. They get that from her pappy, you know that. Buffalo walks her. Lead off walk for the Redskins. And here's Deitch. Deitch is singled and reached on a fielder's choice in her two at bats so far. Left-handed hitter doing the pitching for the Redskins.
So we had an argument last night in the house. Not really an argument, just a conversation. And we were talking, CP obviously heard of Johnny Bench.
Oh, yeah.
So how many baseballs can Johnny Bench hold in his hand?
7.
Nice job, my friend, buddy.
That was a guess.
Now he's trying to get back on our good nuts. Yeah.
See, I hang out with Neil enough that we're just, me and him are on the same wavelengths.
You guys are brothers.
I could hear him say that.
3-0. It's not like he held him like this. It's not like he opened his palm up and held him in his hand. He held him like that.
Oh, Lord.
There's a strike, 3-1.
I just know my parents always said growing up that he was extremely good at staying in his stance and gunning guys out at second. He didn't even have to pop.
He was a ball four. Hall of Fame catcher, there's no doubt about that. So the first two have walked against the Greasy Girl. Here's the cleanup hitter, Olivia Winner. Olivia's hit into two fielder's choices. That one's hit her. So now they're loaded. Hit by a pitch. So Coach Stevens is going to talk. Time is being called here.
Yep. New pitcher.
Pretty impressive right there. Is that pitcher Bobby and Johnny holding them baseballs?
Yep. Absolutely.
So the umpires are meeting. See what's going on here. Kind of got off the beaten path there. Kind of got away from the softball game. Went back to Johnny Bench. My bad, my friend.
Well, they've got the bases loaded and nobody out. And the Indians are going to go ahead and bring Jackie Homan back into pitch.
Chloe couldn't get her across the plate. She's the only freshman.
That's the only way to figure it out.
Yeah, absolutely.
Get out there and try it.
All right, here we go. Number 22, Jackie Homan, the freshman, comes back into pitch. And she's facing Dana Rindler. Bases loaded, nowhere to put her. And he's leading 8-1. That's a strike.
Good job getting ahead of her. Indians will give up the run, I'm sure, to get it out. There's a foul ball over the Indians dugout, 0-2. Holman gets a sign from Brenna. And the 0-2. Got her swinging. Nice job, Jack. That's one out now. Indians bases remain loaded. Here's Alexis Phillips. She's 0 for 2, grounded up to third and struck out. There's a grounder to first base. They go home and get the force out. And they get her.
Nice play right there by Tinney at second base.
She just fired
home.
Yeah. They get the force at home. Gun down the runner for the second out. Bases remain loaded now.
It's pretty impressive to come in here and somehow salvage this inning and basically loaded nobody out. We got two now. Nobody across the plate. That'd be big.
So here's Claire Wendell. Claire had a base hit last time up. She also struck out looking. 8-1. Two outs. Bottom of the fifth. Indian baseball team is trailing 4-1 in the fourth inning. That ball's low. To get them boys on track.
Yeah, we gotta get those bats going.
Damn. Just misses low. Boy, that was a good pitch. 0-2 or 2-0. Two outs. Jackie gets the bat. Sign from the pitch. Foul tip.
But they gotta have fast bats in this game, don't they?
Yeah, it gets there in a hurry, don't it?
Man. It's on them before they know it.
Who was the girl?
Oh, it's been a while, but she was an awesome pitcher from Maria Stein there. Pitched for about 4 years. I think she went on to play softball at, I want to say, like Cincinnati, Bobby. Remember that girl?
She played like when Jossie played.
So, remember.
Swing and a miss, 2-2. Indians one strike away from getting out of a bases loaded jam with no damage. Any guy, nice job, gentlemen. In the inning, no runs, no hits, three left. And Cuppy, you know, we talked to Larry before the game, and he said we just can't get that big hit.
Yeah,
man. And that's a perfect example of the skin struggling to get that big, and the Indians baseball team's kind of saying that too. We just can't get the big hit to drive that run in. In the inning, no runs, three runners left. Through five, Indians lead at 8-1.
This is the first thing you hear after the power goes out. Silence. But that doesn't last very long. The next thing you hear is complaining, then the inevitable whining. No TV, no power for laptops and tablets. How long do you think their cell phone will last without a recharge? How about your cell phone? Now's the time to call Reasoner Energy and talk about Generac generators. Not only do they operate quietly, a Generac generator from Reasoner will silence complaining and whining. Call 419-678-4858.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Give the gift of comfort this Mother's Day with a Golden Technology seat lift chair for your mother or grandmother. We have a large assortment of chairs in stock, various sizes, styles, fabrics, and colors to choose from, and we offer the best guarantee in the business. So let our experienced customer service specialist assist you in choosing the perfect seat lift chair. Our showroom is located south of Fort Recovery, just off of State Route 49. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
All right, here we go. Hannah Canapi going to lead off the Indians here in the top half of the sixth inning, followed by Lydia Winning and Rachel Tin. Hannah scored a couple times. She had a base hit in the third inning.
Trouble.
And that's going to fall in there. Wow. Popped that baby right down the right field line. And we couldn't tell from here, but
Just a little foul. And reached on a base on balls in the first inning, come around to score, and then she had a double in the third. That was that hard hit ball she hit. There's one coming right at you, Bobby. Look out, my friend. That'd be perfect. With the sign, she comes firing home, and that's going to be taken high for a ball. One ball, two strikes now for the leadoff girl, Hannah Kanapke. Lydia on deck, followed by Rachel Tin. There's that slow heater, and it goes over the shortstop. It goes off her glove. She fires the first, and she's going to be just a little late. So base hit by Hannah Kanapke to lead this inning off. Probably upset she didn't make that play. She reached out there as far as she could and got a little leather on the ball, but it popped out. Lydia comes to the first pitch, pops it straight up to the third baseman. Third baseman is going to get underneath it and call it. She's going to fire back over to first and try to get Hannah, and Hannah's back in there safely. So one out now, that's going to bring Rachel Tim to the plate. Rachel with five out of the eight RBIs here in this ballgame. That one's in the dirt, and that's going to let Hannah run down to second. So now she's in scoring position, and Rachel's got a chance to drive in her sixth run of the game. Going to help the old stats out. Six RBIs in the game if she can get it. She pops that one up foul over the screen. That was in the dirt. Nice stop by the catcher. Two balls and a strike for Rachel Tin. She's played a nice game at the plate, and she's played a nice game in the field. That one's hit pretty hard. Popped up, right fielder coming in, and she's gone. I get underneath it and make the play. So now two outs after a leadoff base hit by Hannah Kanapke.
How many pitches do we got for Carly Deitch?
We are at 124.
You are exactly what Game Changer has, too. 124 pitches. I'm proud of you.
Really?
Man, yes.
That's a rocket out towards center field, right at her.
You can't hit it any harder than that.
Nope, right at her. So Chloe hit that on the screws, but right out to the center fielder for out number three. So we're through the top of the sixth. We got 5.5 in the books. Indians lead 8-1.
Hello, this is Jackie Brewing from Performance Physical Therapy. Are you looking for a fast track to recovery? Is your pain preventing you from achieving your highest level of performance? Then don't let a minor ache turn into a major injury. Our specialized physical therapists at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness will help you increase your power and your strength as well as your speed in order for you to get back into the game. Located at 1100 Commerce Street in Fort Recovery, right across from Ace Hardware. Give us a call at 419-763-1464 to schedule your evaluation. Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness, your fast track to recovery.
The value in batteries is more than skin deep. For farm and construction equipment, you need batteries built to handle tough off-road conditions. Case IH Magna Power batteries are designed to take a pounding, and Hull Brothers has them for you in Fort Recovery. 4 to 6 pounds heavier than the competition. These are specifically designed to handle the vibration and jolts that can literally knock the life out of other batteries. See Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery, serving this area since 1896. Case IH Magna Power batteries. It's what's inside that counts.
All right, we're back here getting ready for the bottom of the sixth inning, or bottom of the sixth. First pitch right over to Hannah Kanapke. Shortstop, she fires up and throws Sydney Sweeterman out at first. One pitch, one out. That's going to bring Dakota McCann to the plate, followed by Regan Wendell. This girl has to be a high camp.
Is that Hondo? Doesn't she look like Hondo?
She does look like Hondo, yeah.
Hey, are you a high camp?
Just focus.
You just faster. I mean,
well, I was nice about it. I said, hey, coach.
You had her to come.
I was polite. You just yell at her.
One ball, one strike. Ace is live.
That one's fouled off back to the screen. One ball, two strikes. One away here. Bottom of the sixth inning. Indians lead 8-1.
The old tornado sirens are going off. Is that what it is? Or?
Yep. New test.
It's 12-10. Bub.
Hey, gotta do it at some point.
So it wouldn't be the noon test.
It's supposed to be at noon.
That's the fire whistle.
Better at
noon.
That's
the fire whistle, you moron.
He's wrong.
I'm right.
Out up over the screen. Two balls, two strikes now.
I'm right.
What are you talking about?
They're supposed to do it at noon. As long as it's around noon.
No, you goober.
Yes.
There's a fly ball out to right field. Looks like she's going to come over and make the play. She does. Nice play by Shinnerberry out in right field. So Dakota McCann goes down with a fly ball to the right. Two up, two down. And that's going to bring Regan Wendell to the plate.
That's the tornado siren going off now.
Yeah.
I know. Yeah, they do it once a month.
Mm-hmm. The first Saturday. Because they test it.
That's a hard hit ball out towards left center, and that's going to get between our outfielders, go to the wall, and that's going to be a stand-up double right there by Regan Wendell. Nice piece of hitting right there on that first pitch. So the Redskins are threatening here in the bottom of the sixth inning, runner at second, two outs here, and that's going to roll the top back to Grace Lange. There's a high chopper right back to the pitcher. Going to be a tough play right here. And she goes over to the 10 girl covering first. And it's going to go off her glove. And that's going to be a run scoring error right there. Going to give that one an error, Bobby. What do you think? Tough one in the.
Yeah, I'm base hitting
it. You're base hitting it?
Yeah, I'm base hitting it.
Chopper. I'm pretty easy over here in the old scorebook today.
Old Tom Goldine that has said air. He's getting one right out.
There's a ground ball over to Tenney. She flips over to Hannah Short, and that's going to be out number three. And they pick up one run in the bottom of the sixth inning, and we head to the seventh. One more inning to go. Innings lead 8-2.
Farms Feed and Animal Division in Fort Recovery, Ohio is seeking a second shift feed delivery driver, which requires a Class A CDL. My name is Bob Stogler, and I have been at Cooper Farms for 33 years, which has enabled me to develop great friendships along the way and great opportunities. Come join the Cooper team today. Apply online at cooperfarms.com.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
All right, we're back here getting ready for the top of the seventh inning. Aaliyah Jenkins, Kim Hart, and Macy Shinnerberry. Oh, Tabby's going to kill me. Jenkins, Hart, and Shinnerberry, first three batters here in the top of the seventh inning. The Indians lead 8-2. Stichy back out there on the mound. What pitches she got now?
125.
I don't know what gun. Just lets her fly, don't she? Indians with a six-run lead here. Second steps in. First pitch high. Ball one. Ground ball over toward the second baseman. Taylor Emmel comes up with it, fires over to first base, and that's going to be out number one.
The Indians get three in the fourth, tied up 4-4.
All right. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah.
bat in favor of Kim Hart. She lays one down the line. Nice job right there. I mean, how about that? Base hit right there. She laid that baby right down first base.
Wheels.
And, yeah, she was on first before Dicey got over to pick it up.
She definitely runs faster than Dad.
She
walks faster than Dad runs.
She walks faster than Dad runs. She gets her wheels from her mom. Sacrifice bunt attempt. Macy's like, hey, I don't care. You gotta do what you want, but I'm gonna steal.
So she gets her wheels from her mom. Does that mean the Pearsons are fast?
Whoops. All but the one guy sitting to my left. Swinging a miss right there by Macy Sinberry.
Now you got your sister's a nice athlete, right?
Mm-hmm.
What grade is she, an eighth grader?
Seventh
grader?
Yep, my brother's an eighth grader.
And they're both really good athletes. So what happened?
Well, they had a good teacher.
It always skips the oldest.
Is that what it is?
Yep. We kid you because we love you. There's a base hit.
That's going to fall in there, and that's going to be a base hit right there by Macy Shinneberry. So now we got runners at first and second. Back-to-back hits. Macy Day and Macy Shinneberry. And that's going to roll the top back to Brenna Homa.
I'm calling run rule. I say we get four more.
You never know. We got one out here in the top of the seventh.
Brenna might hit one out here.
Fouled that one off over the screen. She would be. She'd come up and run right over here and say, look at that.
Her mom would get off plane straight from Florida.
Here comes the 1-1. It's going to be taken a little bit low for a ball. Two really balls on the track, one out.
They really got a nice industry area here, don't they?
Yep, it's growing too.
Yep.
Shows a bunt, pops it up, and just goes off the catcher's mitts. He was going to try to sacrifice him over, maybe even bunt hit right there. And
yeah, I think he's bunt for a hit.
Yeah. Big building we're looking at right there is Chris Borgerding's. Got a nice business going over here in St. Henry. Good guy.
Here's
the old sucker pitch.
She wanted that one too.
Yeah, just a smidgey outside. Three balls, two strikes now, one away.
It's a Brenner. She's a competitor. I like it.
Oh, yeah. Here's a hard hit ball over towards right field. Going to get past the second baseman. Going to score a run. So Brenner with a base hit right there, and that's going to make the score 9-2.
Brenner with three base hits, a couple RBIs. Have a good game, old Brenner.
Absolutely. She comes around the score, and Shinneberry on the second. It's going to bring Jackie Homa to the plate. Jackie takes first pitch strike at the knees. That was high and outside. One ball, one strike. Aces wild, one away here in the top of the seventh inning. Indians up 7-9-2. The ground ball fouled on the third baseline. Just 4 feet away from a tailor-made double play. Step on third, fire to first. Big pitch in here for Dykes. One ball, two strikes. That was taken outside. 2-2 now. One away here. Top of the seventh inning. Hannah Canapke on deck. Runners advance. Must have been 2-2 right there. Instead of 3-2. Shinberry at third, and Brenna Homa there's going to be a base hit over the shortstop's head. Nice piece of hitting right there by Jackie Homa, kind of a jam shot. She got it just hard enough to get over the shortstop's head, and that's going to score Shinberry from third. Brenna moves over to third, and now we got him on the corners with Hannah Kanapke at the plate. And he's had a couple slow innings, and now they got the bats rolling again. I'm going to dance over to second. So now we got him at second and third. One out. Hannah, your batter. Lydia winning on deck. Ooh, that's going to hit her right in the leg. Yeah, that baby bumped her pretty good. So now we got him loaded for Lydia. No place to put her. Well, this young lady certainly got the skill to knock one out of this ballpark. So we are going to do the girls' tournament Thursday. Girls' tournament game at Fort Recovery. It'll be between Ada and Marion Local. The boys are at St. Mary's that day. We will not have that game on. Wednesday they're playing. It's senior night at Fort Recovery. Hastings Hot Dog. That's a 4:30 start. We'll have that one on. We will not be on Monday. We are at Anzonia. Tuesday's at Wall Park.
I probably won't make that Tuesday
game. I don't think I will either. That'll be a close one.
Ground ball. It's going to be over the third baseman. She's going to go off her glove, and it's going to be everybody safe.
So is it 10 runs? They don't even get a bat, right? Or do they? They do. So this game's going complete.
Runner scores. Make it 11-2 in favor of the Indians. You know who's up again? Race up 10. Bases loaded. Chloe on deck.
Pops that one foul over the screen. Took the first one strike. So now it's 0-2.
That's a rocket over the second baseman's head, and that's going to score one for sure. We're going to have Hannah coming around third, and no throw into home, and that's going to be another 2B RBI single for Rachel Tinn.
What a game she's had. Six RBI.
That's seven, I think, now.
Holy
seven
RBIs. Three 2 RBI singles. Indians blowing this game wide open.
So Lydia's down at third. Rachel's over at first. And Chloe Greasy is our batter. Ninth hitter of the inning for the Indians.
She had a shot in the last inning.
Yes, she did. She hit it right to that center fielder last time up. See if she can get one down here a little bit. Ooh, nice pitch right there. Pace is wild again here in the top of the seventh inning. Indians up by 11, 13-2. That was taken high for a ball. There goes the runner. Kind of a delayed steal. See if we can score a run right there. Redskins aren't biting on that bad boy. Ooh, nice block by the catcher right there. Play with a chance to dive in a couple more runs here. A couple ducks on the pond. Nice pitch right there. Right across the heart of the plate. Two balls, two strikes. Jenkins on deck. She led the inning off. That one's fouled down over our heads. Good time for a hit. Ooh, chases one and low. Gets a piece of it. Hangs in there. Comes the pitch. That one, I think, is foul ball. Yeah, he did. Yep. Good call by the umpire. Come right off her front foot. Went right back into play, and that's going to be a foul ball. She comes back up. Try again. 13-2 ball game. Indians lead over the Redskins. It's St. Henry in MAC action. Doubleheader here today. We got the MAC game as first game. That's going to be ball four.
Now we got the bases loaded, and that's going to bring up Aaliyah Jenkins. She had a hard ground ball to start this inning off, the second baseman. There's a hard ground ball to the third baseman. She comes up and she fires home and gets the force out at home. Nice play right there. Jenkins reach on the fielder's choice. She's over at first. Rachel Tinn over to third, and Chloe Greasy over to second. So we still got the bases loaded, and Kim Hart's your batter. Nope, I believe it's going to be Macy Day. Macy started this rally with a base hit. Come around to score the inning's first run. Takes a cut at that one, fouls it over the catcher's head for a strike. Had to play this afternoon, but I'm here this evening.
I think they're tonight.
Tonight again. That one's it. Popped up. Shortstop going back, left fielder coming in, and the shortstop's going to make the play for the out. That's going to do her here in the top half of the seventh inning, but the Indians score 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 more runs in the end of 6.5. Indians 13, Redskins 2.
Are you looking for a stress-free, mess-free meal? Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and just drive through and pick it up. Great pizza, wings, subs, and sandwiches. And don't forget about their pizza and wing buffet with salad bar on Fridays at lunch. Call them to reserve lanes for your birthday party and ask about their special bowling packages. Be sure to call them for some of their great wings for your graduation party or other get-together. Miracle Lanes, open Tuesday through Sunday. Your first choice for food and fun. 375-4274.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
All right, we're back here getting ready for the bottom of the seventh inning. First pitch right over to Lydia Winning. She scoops it up and fires over to Aaliyah at first, and that's going to be one pitch, one out. The Danny Rinder going to be your batter, followed by Alexis Phillips. Grounded foul.
My mom just said it's raining in Fort Recovery.
Is it?
Yep.
Swing and a miss. Nice pitch right there by Jackie Holman. Two balls, two strikes, one away here. Bottom of the seventh inning. Indians for sure going to get this ball game in. That was taking a smidge outside. Any updates on the boys there, Mountain?
No,
still 4-4. Ooh, nice pitch right there. Good piece of hitting right there by Dana Rimmer. She gets a piece of it, fouls it away. Must be getting colder. People are putting their hoods up.
According to
wrapping up the Neil Blanket
school website, we are 3-4 in conference.
3-4 in conference. That was going to be low. Two balls, two strikes now. Indians 2 outs away from getting to 500 in the MAC. Swing and a miss. Nice job right there. Good pitch by Jackie Holman. Two up, two down, and the Indians now 1 out away from wrapping up this victory, 13-2. Alexis Phillips going to be the batter. Claire Wendell on deck. First pitch, strike right at the old knees. Two
it off the fence. The ball's two strikes, two outs here. Bottom of the seventh inning, Indians up by 11, 13-2. Thanks to all our sponsors here today, Recovery Radio. As always, appreciate those guys. Let's take it a smidgey outside. Tuesday night's going to be the next time we have a baseball game over at Walpock. I'm not sure Bobby and I are going to make it. CP and Spencey probably bring that one to you.
But don't count us out.
Yeah, I'll have to see what the weather does for me. And I know I got a meeting on Tuesday, but
supposed to be nice Monday. I can't believe it. Oh, yeah, we do play Monday at the end zone.
They
have construction going on near their baseball field, so they don't have any power.
Big troubles. That's going to be in there for a hit. Nice piece of hitting right there by Alexis Phillips. She gets enough of it to get it over the third baseman's head, and Hannah comes over, and she does. She's only a freshman.
Yeah.
One ball, one strike. To Claire Wendell. Claire's a young freshman and is Big Danny's daughter over here, AD in St. Henry.
First class guy.
Yeah, man, how time flies. That young man's got kids playing softball in high school. And that's going to be a called third strike to end this ball game. Indians going to wrap things up there. Move to 4-4 here, and 11-9 on the season. They win this one 13-2 over the Redskins. We'll be back with some stats here in a bit.
Are you looking for a way to make some extra money? The Daily Standard is looking for a reliable person to deliver their newspapers on one of their Fort Recovery routes. You would deliver their paper Monday through Saturday on one of their in-town routes. You can apply at dailystandard.com/forms or by calling 419-586-2371. So whether you're a student looking to make some money after school or an adult who doesn't have enough time for a part-time job but you still want to make some extra money, give them a call at the Daily Standard at 419-586-2371 or apply online at dailystandard.com/forms. And if you're chosen, you could be delivering the Daily Standard right away.
All right, we're back here to wrap this game up here. The Indians go to 11-9. Like I said, they go to 4-4 on the season here in the MAC play. And they just, you know, CP, they just kind of outgunned them here today. These Redskin girls are young girls, and Indians are pretty young themselves, but they hit the crap out of the ball today and just wrap things up the way they wanted to. So big game today for Rachel Tinge. She had at least 6, if not 7, RBIs out of the 13, and she had a couple of huge hits. You know, the funny thing is she never come around to score, but she knocked in at least 6 or 7 and had 3 hits during the ball game. For the Indians, they had 13 runs. They had 14 hits. They stranded 12 on the base paths. They only struck out 6 times against St. Henry pitching, and they did have 1 error. For the Redskins, they had 2 runs. They had 7 hits. They stranded 10. They struck a 9 against the Homan girl, and they committed a couple of errors themselves. I'll tell you what, it's fun to watch these young girls play softball, CP, and it was fun to bring it to our fans today, and hope they enjoyed the broadcast. You guys are going to stick around and do game 2, Spencey, or not? Nope. Thinking the rain's coming in and going to get the equipment to keep it dry. So, for Clayton Pearson, the Hall of Famer Bob Stogler, and Dave Kapp, it was fun bringing this girls' softball game to you. And once again, the girls win 13-2 over the St. Henry Redskins. We will see you probably on Tuesday night at Walpock. Somebody will be there to bring you the boys' baseball game. And then on Wednesday, we'll be senior night. Like Bobby said earlier, it's going to be the Hastings Auto Hot Dog Night. It's a rescheduled game that we had there last week, and it was rained out. So it's a 4:30 start on Wednesday. On Thursday, we will have no broadcast. Baseball is at St. Mary's, and we will be at home for the girls' sectional final game. And Bobby and I will bring that to you. It's either going to be Ada or Marion Local. And on Friday, we got a baseball game in Arcanum. So busy week of baseball, busy week of broadcast, and we'll try to bring as much to you as you can. For Dave Kapp, I'm going to sign off. We'll talk to you guys later.
FortRecoveryRadio.com. Of Indians baseball is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Back to the studio for regular programming. And thank you for listening to FortRecoveryRadio.com.